Hey, this is Monkey Bob.
This is Jim. Hey, we had a bad Andy sighting right from the get-go. We got up this morning at 6:30, marched across the street. Oh, yeah. Marched across the street, got some hot coffee, caught the news with the weather, and kind of freaked us both out. So put it into high gear, got our stuff loaded up in the kayak. I was just a little bit ahead of pace, and then here comes bad Andy. He's swearing, throwing stuff on the ground, can't get it packed in the right way. The next thing that happens, right? That's it. I got to go brush my teeth. What? Where the heck does that come from?
It kind of hypnotizes me, Jimmy. It makes me feel better when I brush my teeth.
What? We had a tough paddling day today. Probably one of the toughest ever. The wind was tough. The water was shallow. And, you know, the kayaks are weathercocking. They want to get into the wind, and we're trying our best to hold them on course.
Yeah, and, you know, when you have a skeg kayak, all you seem to do in this type of weather is paddle, edge, brace, paddle, edge, brace. It's very, it just wears you out.
It's a tough thing. We had to actually paddle 2 miles off course to find this little slice of heaven, like we call Shangri-La, right?
I don't think I could have made it any further, though.
Probably not. I mean, it was tough. But we rented, we pulled into this place. It's right there on the edge of hell. And it's a dirty camper up on blocks we rented because we're trying to save ourselves from the thunderstorms that are going to hit tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about the camper.
Well, the camper, it has a propane stove, no hot water. It does have a sink with water. And I'm not sure if that's a bath mat or a shag carpet in the
shower.
In the shower.
I'm afraid to take a shower. I really need one, and I'm afraid to go in there.
But you know, the owner took us to the Dollar General about 5 miles up to get food for the stay, so we don't have to dip into our food supply.
Yeah, we got a little microwave that'll heat up a Pop-Tart, so that's pretty good. My bed, I'm afraid to lay my sleeping bag out on it because I'm afraid it'll be infested by the time it's time for me to crawl into it.
And now, what about the floor?
Yeah, the floor, the good thing about the floor is there's enough food left on it that we could make a little hors d'oeuvre tray.
Oh, God.
Hey, you just can't write this. This is real life here, folks.
What about our guard rooster?
Oh, yeah. We got guard roosters, chickens, cats. It's Green Acres here.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. Keep following. We'll chat with you later.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.